Somebody is coming back. You should get a hard disk. People want. I told Krishnakant to send one. I told Haripriya Mataji to send one. So you can empty your whatever WhatsApp videos or WhatsApp images. Two hard disks. Right. So we are continuing to read the sixth sloka. Everybody follows English. If we consider the bodily defects of a Vaishnava, we should understand that we are committing an offense at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Say, we can change our thoughts. But changing the, suppose you are black, and can you change your body back to white? No, that's not in your hands. Suppose you are very short statured, and you want to be tall. Is it in your hands? No. So, that means these things are the arrangement of the nature. So we should not look at people by their bodies. Thin body, fat body, beautiful body, ugly body. This is all foolishness or material vision, you know. The body is working under material nature, whereas you can improve your consciousness. That is in your hands. So far we neglected to follow a discipline. Now you have accepted a guru and you have accepted a method. And now you are seeing that your interests, your behavior, it can be changed. So as you advance in spiritual life, we should become free from body consciousness ourselves, and we should not look at people in bodily concept, no? We should not. So, to the degree your mind is free from this kind of thinking, so you will understand how much you have advanced in spiritual life to the proportion, how much you are free from looking at yourself or to the body, how much time you are spending before the mirror, or how much. How often your mind gets what people think about me? What people think about me? All foolishness. Simply, you want to, I am Krishna's servant, and how can I serve Krishna? And how to convince people? All problems are because of body consciousness. India, Pakistan, you know, our geographical Telangana, Andhra, all fights. Everything. And Mala, Madhya, and Reddy, all things you can see, or I am a rich man, this guy is a poor fellow, I am very educated, this guy has no education, all bodily concept. No? But if you see people on spiritual platform, immediately you want to respect everybody. Because everybody is like yourself. So if we consider the bodily defects, what are the bodily defects? Sometimes you may have some skin problem. Sometimes you may be, your body may be prone to sickness a lot of times. Some people are healthy. Some people are sick. But you should see what is the aim of his life. What is the business of his life. With all his illness, he is trying to be Krishna conscious. You should see that he is in a great soul, Mahatma. And you have no interest in Krishna consciousness, but you are a PhD and you are a very materially, like you are a collector, you are a IPS. But that doesn't impress you. It's like a big animal, small animal. Big animal, small animal, nevertheless it is an animal. It is an animal. So a devotee is not at all impressive by all these material designations and material qualifications. A devotee is fixed. Yavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. A devotee is always saying, I am not this body. I am Atma. Why do I come into this body and suffer in so many ways? Why should I? Now also you can observe your life, you are getting into material entanglements or you are getting liberated. Material entanglements means material actions and reactions. When you are doing bhakti, no reactions. So I am talking. By talking you can go into bondage. Suppose I give a physics class. I give a biochemistry class. That means you are doing disservice. You are making people go into ignorance. Because there is no soul topic. All problems are because of ignorance. All problems are because of the body. Whatever problems, suppose I ask you, what are your problems? What will you say? What are your problems? See, my father doesn't allow me to read freely Bhagavad Gita in the house. He says, I am a Muslim. It's a problem. It's a problem. They say, you are a young man, so don't become a devotee. Get married. It's a problem. There is all body. Young man is a body. Muslim is a body. Yeah. Or, no, your age is out. Your best part of your life is over. Now it's all suffering. So nobody cares for you. Neglected. Because you are not useful anymore. You are not useful anymore. So people say, so a person may not be useful, but at least he can engage himself in Krishna consciousness. Then you should help him. He is trying to get out of this world. And we are here to help people to get out of this world. So let us see what we can do for them. Not necessarily they have to do something for you. So Krishna consciousness is a service organization. Not expect anything for yourself, but what can I do for others? That is called ISKCON. ISKCON means you are not looking for, people have to praise me and I should live comfortably and I want this, I want that. That is not Krishna consciousness. Because you are in spiritual life, your needs are meager. Your needs are bare necessities. Suppose somebody offers you a 1500 rupees thali meal. What will you say? No, you just give me 40 rupees thali and give me the remaining money. I want to spend it for Krishna. Frank. No, you know, whenever I go to somebody's house, I don't know how you all feel. Must be feeling like me. If you are also spiritual. What is that feeling? Is, suppose I am only eating daily one sabji and dal here. And I go to somebody's house, you know, three sabjis, and I become confused what to eat. Because I am not used to eat so many sabjis. Do you also think, today I got the chance. But in the temple, I am only getting one sabji daily. What do you think? What do you think? I think daily I am eating one sabji and dal, and I go to somebody's house, they make three sabjis. Maharaja has come, or Swamiji has come. And I become a little confused because I have adjusted my stomach only to accommodate one sabji and dal. Now, so many things. Suddenly I cannot eat. I have to select which of them I have to eat. She is thinking, why? Maharaj is foolish. Getting a chance to jump on plate of food which we don't get in the temple. Right. So, this is called simple life. Krishna consciousness is simple life. No unnecessary expenditure, no aggrandizement. Not show, you don't make a show. People make a show because their ahankar fogs you. So, an offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava is very serious. Nowadays we are reading Ambarish Maharaj in the morning, Bhagavatam class. So what a serious offense. It is a life and death kind of offense. Durvasa Muni offended. Ambarish Maharaj, now it has become like he has to die facing the wrath of Sudarshan Chakra. Just for offense, he just insulted Durvasa Muni. The result is that he has to face death unless he realizes his mistake, repents and begs forgiveness. A Vaishnava offense, you have to, it cannot be nullified except you go to that Vaishnava and then pray for his forgiveness. Suppose you offend me seriously and you want to chant, get up in the morning. Krishna will not give you any taste. Because you, in your heart you know that you are offended a Vaishnava. Then if you are a plain-hearted man, you go back to him. You kindly forgive me for my offenses. And then a Vaishnava is generally very generous. A Vaishnava is very quick in forgiving, pardoning others. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described this offense. Hathi Mat. The mad elephant Madhaputenugu. Mad elephant offense. So, of all the offenses, the most serious offense, grave offense is offending a Vaishnava. We have seen how Pandavas were offended by Kauravas. Kauravas, they tried to harm Pandavas. Now you can offend Vaishnavas in many ways. One is by not receiving them properly, not greeting them properly, and joking at them, insulting them, or beating them, killing them. Levels of offenses. That means it is incumbent upon you. Whenever a Hare Krishna chanter comes, you forget all your moods, and you should, in a smiling, with a smiling face, you should invite him. Anybody chanting Hare Krishna, please, welcome. Prabhuji, please come. You know? You cannot afford to neglect your Vaishnava because he is representative of God. Because he is a Mahatma. He is an elevated soul. So you have to respect him properly. You cannot just ignore. No, sometimes you people ignore people because you are envious of them, or you feel complex about yourself, or you feel superior, so you don't properly receive. If you are really a superior Vaishnava, you want to keep others very comfortable. If you are really a superior Vaishnava, it is not that you feel, but it should be in your behavior, how you appreciate others, how you encourage others, things like that. So a mad elephant can create a disaster, especially when it enters into a nicely trimmed garden. One should therefore be very careful not to commit any offense against a Vaishnava. It is not easy to accept Krishna in life. Only afternoon I attended a big Visva Hindu Parishad program in the city. They took me also there. And everybody talking about Hindu, but they don't understand what it means to be a Hindu. What is this Hindu? Big organization, RSS, Visva Hindu Parishad, BJP, this, that. But practically no idea what is actually. Anyway, they asked me to speak. So I told two, three things. Because, you know, that is their formality. When somebody, Swami, comes, you know, if we don't respect Swamis, how you are a cultured man, they don't want to learn from you. So please come and sit on the dais. I went there to sit on the dais. I gave darshan. Everybody is saying, good. Purified. So, and then as a formality, they were all talking about how to increase. How many Hindus you will make? That they were asking. If you want to bring a Hindu government, you should make Hindus. So, when you told, say people, although majority in the country are Hindus, but BJP lost in Haryana and in Maharashtra. All majority Hindus. That means people are not bothered about Hinduism. They are bothered about their positions. Where I will get MLA post? Who cares? Hindus. And then they also think, I have to make money, you know. And I don't care, Hindu this and that. So people are money-minded and people are selfish. and they don't see that if they don't protect their culture, life will become hellish here. You are supposed to improve the condition of the world by being a Sanatana Dharmi, and you don't do that, and the world will remain in darkness. So, one thing I told them, that it is a shame, given 5 years to BJP to rule Haryana, given 5 years to BJP to rule Maharashtra, and then the next time the elections came, and they were completely defeated. They have to, find partners to come to position. Shame. Then what did they do for 5 years? What development they did, and what Hindutva they could take forward? If they have improved over 5 years. 5 years is a lot of time. Right? That means don't take things for granted. Don't take things for granted that automatically people will vote for you. So I'll complete this paragraph. Every devotee should be ready to take instructions. Every devotee should be ready to take instructions from a superior Vaishnava. And a superior Vaishnava must be ready to help inferior Vaishnava, not dominate in all respects. One is superior, inferior, according to his spiritual development and Krishna consciousness. One is forbidden to observe activities of pure Vaishnava from a material point of view. For the neophyte especially, considering a pure devotee from a material point of view is very harmful. One should therefore avoid observing pure devotees externally, but should try to see the internal features and understand how he is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So they don't have any idea about what is Bhagavad Gita. Then I'll close it here. I told, I may not be working like you, I told them, but it is my understanding that everybody has to become a Krishna devotee, not only in India, everybody in the world. Then only they will be happy. You are trying to Hindu-Muslim, and make Hindus, bring Hindus back, stop conversion. Why people will be attached to Hindus? What is there? Unless you become happy, unless you become enlightened, why you will stick on to anything? Is that right? That's why Hinduism is not some sentimental thing. Intellectual. Unless you are intelligent, you cannot accept these things. Not that any fool can become a Krishna devotee. So, to conclude, one should therefore avoid observing pure devotee externally, but should try to see the internal features, how he is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This way one can avoid seeing pure devotee from material point of view, and thus one can gradually become a devotee himself. The little more tomorrow will be complete. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.